If you had a coat, you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it blanked perfectly.
It fit perfectly.
If you have a matching coat and pants that you just bought, then they would be not old, but you just bought them, so they're not old.
They're new.
And then you'd have, it's a matching coat.
Suit.
Can you say those two words together?
Matching suit.
New and suit.
Matching new suit.
If you're a man and you carry a lot of stuff in your back pocket so that it sticks out, what do you call it?
Hip pocket.
Well, what do you call that when it sticks out? You say his pocket is, has a
bulge on it.
When you go to buy cotton, 100% cotton, it's not sanforized, and you wash it before you make the dress, because you hope then it won't
shrink.
And the one I washed yesterday
shrank or drew up.
And lately it seems that everyone I have washed has
got too small.
We use the same sort of word, like shrink. Using shrink.
Shrinked.
Shrinked. Okay. What do you call that little leather or plastic thing that ladies carry on their arms to carry their stuff and junk and all that stuff in?
Well, you could call them a handbag, or you can call them a pocketbook, or a shopping bag, or several different.
If it's just for coins, if you had a little one and it was just for coins, what would
it be? Purse.
But you'd never call a big pocketbook a purse?
Well, you could. I've heard them called purses.
If I had some jewelry around my arm, what would you call it? Not a watch, just jewelry.
A bracelet.
A long time ago, men wore, instead of a belt to hold their pants up, they'd wear what?
Well, they wore suspenders, but they called them galluses years ago, okay?
What do you hold over your head when it's raining? It has a handle.
Umbrella.
And what's the last thing you put on top of your bed when you're making your bed up?
Bedspread.
Anything else you could call it?
Canopy.
Quilt. What if it's a real fancy top cover? What would you call it then?
Pen and a bedspread. That's all I know.
Okay. What do you have at the head of your bed and you put your head on it when you sleep?
Pillow.
What do you put on your bed to keep you warm in the winter besides a blanket?
Quilt.
Is there anything else you'd call it besides a quilt?
Comfort.
Okay. If you had a lot of, if all your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren came over here to sleep and you didn't have enough beds, you'd have to take some covers and stuff and put down in the floor to make some beds. What'd you call
make
it?
A pallet.
Anything else you call that?